Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I feel like this is going to be the perfect dismount to a great, great week. Steve Rubbage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
It's Friday, which is, I know the energy's always up around town. So I know people are excited. People are ready to go. And look, Mondays, Fridays, it is what it is for us. But I do enjoy the extra added juice that you feel, you know. So,
Brian Hall, you had no idea we had a visitor just now, did you?
I saw him come in. I saw him give you the picture and everything. I didn't know who he was. I was just kind of letting him do his thing. Seemed like a big fan of you, Marcus.
Shout out Albert C. Just dropped in a nice painting in here.
Yeah, dang, amazing. Did he do that?
He did do
it's
that.
Amazing, man.
That
watercolor.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's wild.
Look at the corn rolls, man.
Is that the first thing you noticed? You didn't notice how Marcus came.
Oh, look how high you are, too, man.
Withstood the adversity of three players hanging on to his jersey. Look at his face, Steve. Look at his body posture.
That's awesome, dude.
Look at them. What are they doing?
Was that Dwayne?
That was Dwayne. Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Do you know the players that you're dunking on right there?
Yes.
I don't know how I knew that was Dwayne.
Yes, I do. If I had a second to think about it, I'd know exactly which three those are.
Obviously, that's the Syracuse orange.
I was so excited about having him in the photo, too. That's the guy that ended up going to the Wizards. I can't think of his name like right off the bat.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Thank you, Albert. Thank you.
That's
thank you
great,
so much.
That's a tremendous picture, man.
So,
you can tweet that out later, man.
Here's the thing. Where does it go up in the studio?
Right. I know. Yeah.
No, that goes in the man cave.
Like, dude.
Nope. I'm just gonna make everybody stare.
Just gonna bulldoze.
Listen,
it.
This is gonna be the reminder you need to clean up after yourself.
If not, Marcus will dunk on you.
Yeah, just see Marcus.
Have to look at me every day and do hours and hours of radio. You already got to look at me in the front when you come.
I know when you come in, it's like, dude, come on now. He said he had another one coming that was like a side profile of me
us.
And Maven doing the show. So I was like, yeah, I wonder if maybe Brian I'll be in the background.
Really?
He said he really believes in what we do over here.
That was cool, man.
That was kind of the inspiration of. You know, want to be a part of that.
Dang, now I wish I would have came out and talked to him.
I know, yeah, no, it's very.
Sorry, I had some work I was trying to get done.
That was very awesome.
Okay, so Steve, the title of the show was "I'm Getting Nervous." It was one thing.
Okay,
and that's a conversation we're going to have to get to. Of course, 8150 93.9 is the number. 3831 93.9 is the text line. But here's the thing, Steve, I want to complain, right?
Okay,
I don't want to complain, but I feel like I have to complain, but. I need you to be my eyes on this one
a little bit.
Okay, be my eyes, be my ears, be my consigliere on this one because I listened to the Drew Dina Show, ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville, weekdays from 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
I, this is
ooh, you gave out on the info, so that means you're going to be nasty to him.
Yes.
No.
Isn't that like the rule?
Yeah.
Like if you have to give a shout out, like you have to say shout out.
That's
to
the radio version of like no offense.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Just like I told Process this morning. I'm like, no offense, but you sound like crap.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know if you need to make some adjustments on the soundboard or something like that, but you sound terrible.
Okay.
And I was like, and then I said, well, you don't sound terrible, but you don't sound like yourself.
Real quick, before we get to Bash and Drew, why is that building still there?
It shouldn't be.
I thought we had the show yesterday and we talked about that was going to be gone.
Why is it still operational?
Yeah.
Is what I want to know.
Okay, why are they still?
Are we going to see people packing their bags and,
yeah,
and
I know.
Packing up their offices?
I know. I'm like, yo, why is this? I thought I was going to come today and there was supposed to be a hotel there.
Later on, I was thinking about were we too harsh mm-hmm. on the closing of the building? Of like, are there good memories or bad memories for most of the people who occupied that building?
Yeah.
I remember the piping was pretty old. It sucked. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Now you're looking at the difference? Oh, okay. So here's the thing, Steve.
That's a cool picture.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I listened to Drew Diener and Crumb's Revenge, also known as Mike Lindsay.
Okay.
This morning.
Right.
And I heard pretty much over the course of 3 hours, every single name, image, and likeness issue okay. that you could come up with in 3 hours.
Okay.
Normally, when you get to the end of a show, we're saying, is there anything else we missed? They were just getting warmed up in the last 3 minutes of the show
yeah.
of issues of the name, image, and likeness.
Okay.
And I don't know if that was just for, like, good radio you needed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that sounded like fear porn to me.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was. And I found myself agreeing with Process, who I very rarely
sure.
agree with
sure.
on his college sports takes. You know,
right.
And I don't like when people just jump to the end and, nothing to see here, you know, blah, blah, blah. Steve, I don't think I've ever disagreed with Mike Lindsay and Drew Diener more within a 3 hour. And think about it. We've been disagreeing for the better part of a lot of years.
Right.
I've never listened to, I don't know if I want to say disagree. I've probably rolled my eyes more in that 3 hour period
yeah.
than with my worst ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Because that's what it reminded me of.
Okay.
It reminded me of a girl.
Who is your worst ex-girlfriend?
Who is my worst ex-girlfriend? Huh. You've completely derailed it, but you asked, and I uh-huh. owe you an explanation. My worst ex-girlfriend. Girlfriend. Who is my worst
yeah.
ex-girlfriend?
Give us, look, 38-31-93-9. Give us your worst ex-boyfriend or girlfriend stories. I want to read some.
Steve, I have a pretty good track record.
Okay.
I don't have, okay. I got to have a bad girlfriend.
Yeah.
I got to have a bad girlfriend.
Yeah. Sure. Go for it.
Let me come back to it. Okay, yeah. back to the
point. So I'm curious.
I think I
got one, too.
I listened to Mike come up with, what if there's a product that, you know, the Yum Brands company does something with the school and Texas Roadhouse wants somebody to advertise it. And I'm just sitting there just rolling my eyes because I'm like, he's independent. They already said you can't wear the logo of the University of Louisville unless that company has a deal with Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's his name, image, and likeness. He's an independent contractor.
Okay.
He has representation. I'm listening to him talk about, well, what if he's not performing well and they're going to put pressure on him to perform better? And I'm just like, what are we doing? Like,
I know.
Yeah, oh, you know what I heard them talk about, Steve?
I'm listening.
Well, in the locker room, if one of them is making more money than the other one, then they're... I heard Mike Lindsay talk about the emotions and his self-esteem if not a lot of people are coming after him for advertising. I'm like, Mike, you know better than that. You know what a locker room is like. You think one of these dudes that got 10 different girlfriends?
Yeah.
You think the self-esteem? Do we worry about the self-esteem of his teammates?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that that's going to necessarily.
You come out of the locker room, Steve, and you're signing autographs, and I'm signing autographs, and one of us got 1,000 people waiting for an autograph, and one of them says, "What's your number again?"
Yeah.
Mike. Drew. Maybe it's my athlete ears. It was.
Thank you.
Keener's killing me.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Talking about we're. Oh,
so you with us on this?
Yeah, it's great for U of L and UK.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great for Louisville.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
That's what I was thinking.
Did you hear how many issues they could bring up in a 3-hour period?
Poor Crumb's revenge. I'm like, let's go, baby. I want to get the backup left guard to do liners for my show.
Yeah, right. I mean, anything. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Backup left guard. What? Oh, okay. Fair enough.
What's happening? He looks like somebody I know.
Okay.
So. Well too. Yeah, right. He actually looks like Deion Lee. So, I'm just listening, and I'm just like, And what if a company or on based on the looks of a woman, and I'm just like, is this what we're gonna do? And he said it at the end, Mike said it to his credit. He said infinite.
Yeah, the issues that you could come up with.
Yes, infinite issues. Well, what if he's pressured, and what if the mom doesn't like the deal he signed, or what if he signed Javian Hawkins? You know, he increases value. Okay, if Javian Hawkins was in a deal early on and then he started performing better, he goes to get more deals. Well, what if, Steve, what if it's going to negatively impact the university money because he took $25,000 that was supposed to go to the university and went straight to the kid with it? And I'm just like, go get some more sponsorship. Like, what?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Like, 3 hours.
Here's the thing, man. And somebody texted in.
But it was a perfect representation of what people are doing outside of this conversation. This is why there's so many suggestions.
Well, I think at the very beginning, for one, see, I think the difference is going to be everybody. I don't know. I think some people have in their mind, I'm not talking about Drew and Mike, I'm just saying in general, that like July 1st, everybody's going to start getting paid. Right. Like, I don't think that's how it's going to happen. I think you're going to have – it's going to be interesting. I was listening this morning driving in, and I was thinking, I was like, some of these stories are funny, too. I'm going to get to them. But I was driving in thinking, man, in the next couple of weeks, I was – you know how sometimes you project out and you see us – like, okay, I saw us doing a show, and we were doing – and I was listening to Drew – And then I was coming in to do a show with you because said player just signed the first big endorsement deal. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, that's going to happen over the next few weeks. But I think that the interesting thing there is going to be, like, I don't think you're just going to immediately start just, okay, well, Tan Connection is going to find somebody, try to keep them in business. This person is going to find somebody. Like, I mean, you know, like, I know Andy was joking, but I mean, you know, like, the backup left tackle is going to get somebody. Like, you're going to have, okay, this guy, this guy, this guy. Now, I'm not saying it will keep this. Haley Van Lith is probably quickly going to start making some money off her name, off social media, off doing TikToks or whatever.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Haley Van Lith, we don't know her financial situation already. And how much will we know about it? Like, unless the company wants to announce, you know, hey, well, Dove Soap just paid, you know, $20,000 for Haley Van Lith to put it on her wall, you know.
Yeah. But see, that's my point. Something like a Dove Soap. It's a national brand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a local brand.
Right.
They're not, I mean, okay, there's going to be like 2-3 players in the nation fighting for something like that.
Right, like the big companies, Old Spice, they're doing commercials with funny dudes. You know, Famous Los. You know, 32. Yeah, like they're just going to TikTokers.
And a lot of these people aren't going to be real thrilled about working with college athletes because, like, college athletes don't necessarily – they aren't really national brands.
Right, and they're not available. Yeah. Like no.
Like, who's a national brand in college football coming into this – last year it was Trevor Lawrence – probably the one guy that
your area, you might be like conference area, you might
and be. And clean this up for me. A lot of times, and especially in football, the guys that are the best players aren't going to fit the image.
The huge company image.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got Wild Dude from, I don't know why I called him Wild Dude, but I should have did that. But you got Louisiana guy who's, you know, real dark skinned Louisiana talk, you know, chat like. I don't think, you know, J.P. Purtle or whatever.
J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Morgan.
J.P. Purtle's awesome.
Yeah, J.P. Purtle. What did I say? J.P. Morgan. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Right.
The fighting, you know, like, are they going to want
to
do that?
Or they might try to clean up their image. Maybe Papa John's does go try to get this guy to change his image, you know. But again.
That's not uncomfortable, though, right?
No. I mean, everybody knows exactly what you're saying.
Within football.
Yeah, we've had this conversation 1,000 times.
Like Reggie Bush, I think, would have been easily marketable.
We have said, you looking the part helps your endorsements.
Teddy went and got his jaw broke and restructured.
Listen, we
to fit. He did that to fit the image.
It was not uncomfortable to say, hey, Patrick Mahomes is going to have more advertising,
than Lamar.
Universal appeal than Lamar. Yeah,
absolutely.
Speak.
And now you're talking college. You know what I'm saying? Like, even in college, what national brand would have went out and grabbed Lamar?
Rockaware.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There would have been a couple like that. But what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe Urban Clothing Line they're the first to jump in there.
My point is, like, national brands, even Trevor Lawrence. A hair company would have added him in with. I could see him making an appearance with Troy Polamalu.
Mm.
Like maybe Troy Polamalu does something and then Trevor Lawrence walks in the commercial.
Did he win the Heisman?
No.
He never won the Heisman. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay.
But the sad thing is that quarterback doesn't have to.
Yeah, you're right. Because
people kind of see you as a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You were there 2 times at the finals.
Yeah, you're a Heisman. But you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, keep it big picture.
Yeah,
like
it's not the brands. I just don't think.
And we keep throwing around these numbers like there isn't a market. Like again, if Sam can get somebody to throw him $20,000 to say I eat at this place, let's do a commercial. You know what I'm saying? He cannot wear Louisville clothing.
Mm-hmm.
He can do just like Jack Harlow did, put on some red and black, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And wear some unlicensed Louisville product.
Yep.
You know, and make a couple of dollars. Like
call himself Sam Williamson, you know.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah. Say my name is Sam Williamson. And I, you know, and it's like if Town and Country has a sponsorship with Louisville basketball, no. When I'm not on the court, I'm at, you know, B&B Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when I'm not on the court, that you're an independent contractor. When you get outside of university, sports, on the court, you're not filming on the court. Like I said, and if you do get the logo, that company has to already be in business, had already brought the rights to use the Cardinal Bird.
Okay, but and again, though, those are all going to be local endorsements.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, how many people have come through Louisville or Kentucky for that matter that would have been national, like I said, Lamar and Anthony Davis?
And anybody worthy of national commercial is not going to be here 6 months.
Right.
They're going to have their season. And then they're going off to the pros.
But would you agree with me that, okay, Lamar would have made big money after he won the Heisman?
So you're going to win. It's still going to be a little bit performance based. That's why I say I think some people see this as July 1st hits. And again, I don't think Drew and Mike was saying this at all. But I think some believe, like I talked to my buddy and stuff, and like it was kind of like the way he thought was, hey, July 1st, everybody's going to start making money. I see the football players putting out messages. They're going to start making money, you know. And I'm like, no. That, like, I think it's going to still be kind of performance based. Yeah,
but that's,
you know,
but that's why I made the point yesterday about Zion. Mm-hmm. He was making hundreds of thousands of dollars, even if it was all given to him.
Yeah,
he was hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits at Duke.
Yeah.
He played his rear end off because he wants to be a millionaire in the NBA.
Yeah.
These guys are, they're going to play harder for more endorsement opportunities.
Okay, so let me make an argument. Because I know we're doing this kind of to give the other side. Is there a chance that this ends up as a whole ends up helping somebody like Scott Davenport more?
Yes.
Because if I'm Coach Davenport and I have Dr. Lynn, yeah, Dr. I'm sorry, Lynn. Or something like that. You know, I just say that because I know he's a big supporter of Bellarmine, right? To me, that opens the door for Coach Davenport. I'm sorry, I called him Scott Davenport. So Coach Davenport to go get another level up of player. Because now if I'm local guy, If I'm local guy who's a 3-4 star ish guy, I go, maybe I'll just play Bellarmine. You know what I'm saying?
Let's coach, plug your ears.
Yeah.
Cause I need to be honest for a second with the people. Plug your ears, turn it off. You know, listen, I know you're doing your exercise right now. Listen. Coach Davenport's roster construction is always very similar, Steve, mm-hmm. or seems to be very similar, right? Mm-hmm. When coach has two of them, right, mm-hmm. and six buy-in players,
yeah,
and two of those guys,
yeah, yeah,
maybe three. Two that start.
I think that's fair.
And one that comes in.
That was kind of the number it was in my brain. Yep. It's two or three.
Two or three. You don't think a Dr. Lynn advertising commercial for the two mm-hmm. dudes?
Yeah.
And the six buy-ins?
And let me be clear again. I feel bad we keep throwing Dr. Lynn's name out there. It's just he's a supporter of Bellarmine. No,
it's
he paid for the locker room. Right.
So yes, Steve, Coach Davenport style.
Like I said, a macro.
Yep.
As a whole picture, could it help Bellarmine more? You're saying his style.
I won't say more.
Not more.
Like, but it won't give him an advantage over somebody, but it'll help him get on a level playing
field. But I'm saying relative to the, like, how many more guys? Okay, because, like, let's not be uncomfortable. Can Kentucky do better in hell, they had the number one recruiting class last year. They had two top five guys.
I heard, I think Sweeney texted to Mike or Drew, and they said it on air. And it was one of those, I almost ran off the road because I almost screamed. I was here early, and I almost went into Cat West and got on the microphone just to say, help Kentucky more. Were y'all not listening when Brian read off the last nine classes?
Yeah.
1-1-3-1-5-3-1-2.
Yeah, like,
2.
but I'll play this game on the same way. Outside of, okay, because I'll give you this. Okay, maybe Louisville gets one extra guy, which can be a big difference in basketball, right? But, I mean, is Louisville's recruiting going to skyrocket all of a sudden?
Nope.
Because they can do this? See, I don't think so. That's why I say it may be a different scenario where that's why I say relative, but it would if a guy like Coach Davenport could go get three guys he couldn't get without the NIL.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now
Well, then in relative to the it's helped him more than anybody.
I mean some of these supporters of their program, they'll do this just to have an exciting team.
I would. if I had the money to do it, I told Drew this back in the back.
You told me
that
years ago.
I would love to be able to say, yes, no, I have a hand. Like, that's why I wanted to do radio. I've said this on the air many times. I always just wanted to have a voice in the team I grew up loving.
Yep.
Like, I wanted to have a voice and be a little piece that moves something, you know, that moves the needle somewhere. So I would love, if I had money to do it, look, my wife's talking about starting a business in the next couple of years, and you know what? If we get to that point, I will absolutely be a massive donor to the university. 1,000%.
Or to the individual.
I would pay a player in a heartbeat. You know, like I said, if it's legal, if I can do it legally, absolutely. $100K of my money to go to get this guy, sure.
And
when I give Sidney Curry $200,000, that's my problem. Is I'm emotional. That's a terrible idea.
Look,
actually, you know what? Drew and them were right, because if I gave Sidney Curry $300,000 and he didn't dunk everything, I would be like, can you imagine me just standing there? What the?
Right.
You remember the guy at the end of the fight at Great White Hype? He's like, what the?
What was this? Yeah. Where my money? Yeah. I want my money's worth.
I would be like, Sidney!
Yeah, but again, and here's the thing. Like, even Adrian says they brought up the 1099. And I'm like, good. Teach them a real life skill earlier.
Ugh.
Make them have to go sit in their class and learn, okay, what do I need to do with this 1099? You know, you have representation early. You can learn these things early. I think the faster you learn this, the better.
You are right, man.
Because it'll be the first time.
Because the first time I worked a full year with the 1099, it blew me away. Because at the end of the year, I was like, what do you mean I owe you?
Right.
I'm filing taxes.
You got to learn this stuff early.
Yeah.
You got to learn this stuff early. So, yeah, like the point being to that, nothing. I don't want to say it's nothing. It's going to be.
Oh, no, it's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be interesting.
I don't want us to sound like we're on the other side of it where we're saying, oh, it's not as big of a deal as y'all.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Oh,
but
it's going to be a big deal.
It's huge in all, like, what is it? Rising tides lift all boats, you know?
Yes, yeah. And let me give you another scenario where it's going to be a huge deal. Now, all of a sudden, a player who's making a decision to go pro, it's a big deal there. See, we're just going straight to recruiting and stuff. Like, it's not just there. Like, okay, if I'm David Johnson and I'm like, okay, which, by the way, we'll get to him later. We'll get to him later.
I'm not happy about David Johnson.
Okay, we'll talk about that. But if I'm saying, okay, I'm here in my draft, I've got 110K sitting here waiting on me. Because I did hear Luke Hancock text in. He said something like, you know, well, I would have took 100,000 to and live the way out, because when you're at Louisville, you can live in luxury as opposed to going to the G League for 150,000. Like, you know, absolutely.
I've told people that, you know, that that.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, now guys that are making decisions, I think that's where the decision's going to get. And if you want to do the find a problem for every solution. Mm-hmm. That's where, you know, hey, you get a guy like Steve Rummage. I'm like, well what's it going to take you? What would it take for you to stay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, okay, what would it take for you to stay? 200K. Okay, all right. If you'll come back, Carlique, if you'll come back one more year. Like, if I had that money and Carlique Jones was said, if I was paying Carlique Jones $80,000 and he was like, I'm going to need to double it, man, to stay. Okay, done. To add you?
Right.
Yeah, add you back to the team. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You know.
No, listen, that happens. And I want it to be clear. This will be a thing, too, as far as making a decision to test the NBA waters, because overseas money is not like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, when you say 40 on campus versus 80 overseas.
That's a good point, yeah.
40 on campus. Meals. Car, you know, everything, all your luxuries on campus.
Oh yeah.
40,000 on a United States of America college campus Mm-hmm. It's worth a hell of a lot more.
You already don't have to. I mean, like, let's not the elephant in the room. You already don't have to pay for a lot in a place like Louisville. Now, look, if you play for UNLV or if you play for Georgia Tech, you know, yeah, you know what? They may not know who you are. You're not a Falcon. You're not a Brave. Right. You're not a, you know, right. or whatever.
Packed areas.
Yeah, so, but in a place like Louisville or a place like Kentucky, you probably don't have to pay if you really don't want to. A lot of places. So you give me.
And these are business deals, y'all. Yeah,
I got 30 G's in my pocket for the semester or for the year. And
listen, and all you have to do is write up three types of contracts or Steve, three types of contracts.
Mm-hmm.
A guest appearance contract. What I'm saying on that is you're going to have some contract templates where the player can just go to the business and say, this is my terms and conditions, you know, for what you want. You know, both signed by both parties. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Listen, we have a notary.
And you can have an agent for
Right. So, and it's okay to have
any agent's going to tell you, guarantee that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, listen, your agent or lawyer, right? And they say, and Drew read through the Florida, you know, kind of the Florida guidelines, and it was like, you can't make a commitment past your university. So, yeah. So, listen, yeah, I might like my agent in college, right, who did my name, image, and likeness, or I might say, no, it's time for me to get another one.
Yeah, well, and I heard him use JV and Hawkins, for instance. Mm-hmm. Okay, we still had a show where we were like, this JV and kid's pretty good, but whatever. But, okay, we as a fan base may have not known, but JV knew. Like, JV and Hawkins knew. Because he said none of us knew JV and Hawkins for a season, you know, and then he mm-hmm. blew up. Well, JV knew that. JV practiced with Hassan every day.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm JV and Hawkins, I'm going, dude, I don't think I'm going to take his spot. Like, you know, right. So
I'm going to wait.
So or I'm going to sign a deal and I'm going to have an opt-out clause or I can move on for, you know what I mean? Like, we're going to put something in here where I can move on. Yeah.
It's okay. Sure. It's okay to teach 18-year-olds to learn to read contracts.
No, that's the part of it that's going to be good for it.
And I'm saying it's okay passively. I'm saying you should not – that shouldn't be a worry conversation.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be having contracts and taxes, and I'm like, thank God. Because, listen, I'm on that Kwame Brown thing. Like, yeah, they need coding in the fifth grade anyway. They should be learning taxes in the fifth grade anyway. Like I said, all that, just, to me, it's just a lot. Distractions are always going to be there. Mm-hmm. If you say, oh, this kid's going to get paid and he's going to stop. You know, women stop guys from concentrating.
Sure. Tony Romo.
Family issues.
Ruined his career.
Who, Jessica?
No, Carrie Underwood, right?
It was somebody before her.
Was it? Or was it Danica Patrick?
Who was Tony? No, that's Aaron Rodgers. Brian, who was Tony Romo with before Carrie Underwood?
I thought it was Jessica Simpson.
Might have been Jessica Simpson was the one.
Was with Carrie Underwood for a long time though.
Yeah.
He
just started playing.
Let me look up. He's got quite the resume.
I think Jessica started him down that road of celebrity dating.
It was just like, God, he just sucked. It was like, what happened, dude?
Kardashian.
Yeah. It's like, what happened, bro?
Oh, let's take our first commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability.
Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Do you have to edit out light a blunt now that weed is so legal?
I don't think so.
Well, you need to change that version.
If there is a version out there that's not taken out.
Right. Listen, we asked a question at the beginning of the show about crazy, or not crazy,
I guess.
Your worst ex. So I'll keep it. I won't give it boyfriend or girlfriend. We'll keep it at this and just see. I had to take one to court for stalking, and she is still, Well, never mind. It's still stalking.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to tell stories without.
10 years later, calling my girlfriend's job and mine, trying to break us up.
You know what this girl used to do, Steve?
Yeah.
Keela Harmon. She had a key to my
names.
She had a key to my car.
Going the next step here. Let's do
she
it.
She had a key to my car. I used to park my car in front of Gibbs' house.
Yeah.
She used to go. I didn't know she had this key to my car. She used to go flip my car around. I thought I was crazy. I would be pulling back up to Mike's house, and I would see my car facing down the street when I know I parked it facing up the street. And I used to pull up, and I used to be like, Gibbs, did I park like that when I got over here? And he like, I don't know. You know, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, I swear to God, I don't park like this. You know what
That's
I'm
saying? Amazing.
And she did that. And when she finally told me, she did, oh, man. It, you know, it's like one of them, like, things are all good right now between us, but it's like, you know I'm never going to trust you, right?
That's
like,
amazing.
Like, I'm never going to recover
That's
from
amazing.
Thinking I'm crazy. Like,
dude, that's not a bad ex. That's awesome. That's hilarious.
No, but you get my point? Yeah. Like I don't have bad.
So you don't have a story like this. They said, Heather gave up my, we're going names. Heather gave up my UK U of L basketball tickets to go out of town. Or he says, I guess her name was Heather. So he gave up his basketball, UK U of L basketball tickets to go out of town to meet her parents. And the day they got back, she broke up with him.
But does that make the relationship bad?
435, I'm not going to read that one, but that is pretty, that would probably be the winner. I had a girlfriend put a blunt out on my face while I was driving.
Keela did punch me one time.
Whoa.
Yeah, she got me square in the jaw.
Come on, ladies. We need some bad boyfriend stories here. I was like, some of y'all, I know y'all had some bad boyfriends. We can start reading one that's way too familiar. Wait a minute.
I know her.
Yeah. Well, I had a boyfriend once that
right. Sorry. Yeah, I don't think I got Oh. Keisha Ivey.
Okay.
Eighth grade.
Keisha Ivey, eighth grade. Fair enough.
She was messing with Cam Jackson. Mm. He was up in the high school. And she was like kind of pretending to be my I was like the eighth grade little kid boyfriend, and she had a high school boyfriend. So yes, yeah, eighth grade.
That's intense.
Yeah, that's about it. She's terrible.
Well, yeah, that's awful. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, she's a terrible person.
I'm sorry. I don't. Yeah.
I should. You know what? I should actually go apologize to Cam, because Cam didn't know why I wanted to destroy him on the court for the rest of his life. Steve, Cam, this is my guy too. He ended up quitting.
Yeah,
he ended up quitting our high school team.
Win.
Yeah. Look at it. I didn't even really know who he was. I mean, I heard of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, blame her, Cam. Blame Keisha.
No, I feel you though, because I'm the same. I don't think I really had any like. Bad
yeah, just like
exes,
but maybe like, I didn't stick around long enough to just watch it get worse, you know?
Yeah, that's true too. Or you just didn't give it the time of day. It was like, all right, if you're mad, you're mad. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm counting like actual girlfriends.
Yeah,
like,
not just the girl
like
you talk to.
I've had a couple that you kind of talk to, and then they kind of get like, you're like, okay, it's kind of getting weird, you know?
Yeah, abort.
Yeah. Abort. It's like, It's like, yeah, hang on. I'll do a couple more, and then we'll get back to it. My ex got pissed at me and flushed a quarter down the toilet. Oh, dear God.
A quarter?
Oh, God.
Oh, I said, a quarter. Oh, God. Steve, did you just read that on air? Hey, girlfriend's flushing eight balls down.
Y'all are going to get me fired. I think
we're okay talking about blunts and songs.
Yeah, look, Steve's talking about, why would he flush a pool ball down?
His brain was going.
Yeah, I was
eight
like,
ball.
Yeah,
like 25 cents.
I was like, dude, do you need some money?
Did it not flush?
I was seriously for a second. It took me about 30, well, not, it took me about 5 seconds to go, do they back up toilets or something? I was like, oh, crap.
Well, let's just say that's probably not that I know or anything, but in the $120 range.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, God. Had a girlfriend kick over my new motorcycle because I was out too late. I immediately broke up with her and sued her in small claims court.
Property damage. Do I have any property damage girlfriends?
I don't think I have property damage girlfriends. I know I don't have that. Maybe we were just good boyfriends. I don't know.
That's probably why we make good radio personalities.
Yeah, good boyfriends. I don't think I've ever. I mean, I've had, you know, I've broke up with girls, but I don't think I ever, like, but I was never like, break up with you, like, then I'm just going to date your best friend.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no spiteful.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, like, you know.
Could I take Keela to small claims for mental and physical, or, you know, or was it mental distress?
Broke up with my girlfriend at KFC, and she stabbed me in the hand with one of those old KFC forks.
The sporks?
Yeah.
And she was turning my car around.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, I was. That's where I was about to go back to. I think you probably could, but that's funny, though. That's, like, really funny. Like, that's not, like, that one's like, okay, you win that one. Like, that's
not.
That's awesome.
That's not. Okay, where do we leave off at? We buried the name, image, and likeness conversation, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Yeah, because in the next hour, I mean, we're going to get a little more local again.
Can I talk about David Johnson really quick with our last couple of minutes?
Oh, okay. You want to do David Johnson now? All right, let's do it.
No, okay, put it this way. I want to be negative for these last couple of seconds of David Johnson.
Okay.
Because then I might be positive on the other side.
Okay, fair enough.
Negative. David Johnson, this touched me the wrong way, Steve, and I feel some kind of way. Brian Hall, did you see what David Johnson's official measurement was at the NBA Combine?
No, I saw his stat line yesterday, 10 points and 4 rebounds in 17 minutes.
David Johnson measured out in the NBA Combine at 6'3 and a quarter.
Okay.
Steve, we've been saying David Johnson's 6'5
yep.
for 5 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I know I've told you this before, but Coach Crum, I cannot believe you. I'm taller than David Johnson, and they would not let me round up, and I'm round upable.
Yeah.
I'm more than 6'3 and a half. I should have been rounded up to 6'4. That made a hell of a difference a lot of times, because the rule was, if you're not 6'4", you cannot play the two guard in the NBA. Like, that was the baseline rule. You know what Coach said to me when I went complaining about rounding up? Marcus, it's good that they don't think you're so tall, because, you know, guys won't know how tall you are until you get on the court. Coach, I need this half an inch on my resume. David Johnson's been running around, and we've been saying he's 6'5". Steve, we've been saying he can guard anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what you did under Crum's regime? We switched everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely. Guess who I was guarding? Brandon Hayward.
Yeah.
Jeff Cable. Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah.
We switched everything. You mean to tell me he's been running around here getting to say he's a 6'5"? Play 1, 2, and 3? Because 6'5 can be an undersized 3, Steve.
I know.
That's BS, Coach.
But, of course, you also know how they measure, too. He might be 6'5 in shoes.
No, I was 6'5 in shoes.
I was like, you do heels up against the wall.
Push your head down. Yeah, they get a legit measurement.
Yeah.
That's what, listen, I was happy because my combine was the incredible shrinking men of college basketball.
Yeah.
I was out in Arizona, and I was looking at 6'3s turning to 6'1s, and I'm like, you mean to tell me this dude, they're putting me and this other guy in the same category because we're both 6'3".
Yeah.
And I'm like, this dude is 6'5". We were not the same, but they had already had so much, you know, so much glamour, Steve, that, you know, the teams had already damn near made up their mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I was disgusted.
Yeah.
And David looked big out there.
Somebody said even Marcus needs an extra half inch.
We could all use an extra half inch.
Only when it's cold. Whoa, get the play out. Only in the
depth. I mean, I'm never not going to turn down a half inch, you know?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Pause. pause. Oh, mute. Yeah. Mute. Not pause. Mute.
Well, now we know that.
Midday's Marcus Maven on 939 Ville.